ahead and hand it off to Carlos. Carlos?
Okay. I am ready, sir. Okay, during the last quarter, I attended the following meetings and activities. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
I think the mic is working now.
Just make sure you get close enough to it, Carlos.
There you go, you're almost there.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So some of the meetings I attended were the National Council of State Administrators of the Blind Agencies Executive Committee monthly meetings. Some of the areas we discussed were going over the folk conference that took place this last week, trying to organize it. We also talk about the Randolph Shepherd program, setting goals for the organization, the Dear Colleague letter from the Executive Committee to the Assistant Secretary of Education. The letter that we sent was regarding the new interpretation of a state recipient. We used to have the discretion that in the case of Nebraska, we have two state agencies. One is the Commission for the Blind, and the other one is the VR agency. And they are saying now that the state recipient is both agencies for this case. And that could create problems in the future when we want to ask for federal development. For Nebraska, the way how it is now with our state budget and VR state budget, it shouldn't be a problem, but it's an issue in other states. The other main problem that we see with RSA these days is that they are making a lot of policy changes without checking with the state agencies, and that creates a lot of confusion. For instance, if I have to change something because RSA told me to change that, I won't be able to explain to staff or you why that changed, because we were not involved. Usually for any new changes, we're supposed to be engaged so we can give our feedback and be aware of the changes that will be coming. So as a result, we, the executive committee, we had a conference call with the assistant secretary, Carlo, and the RSA deputy commissioner, Dobak. We also had a follow-up meeting this last week, and the Assistant Secretary of Education wants to work together with us, and we will see what happens in the near future. I also attended different meetings from the StarTran meetings. Some of the issues discussed were the new building for the multi-modal transportation center, mobile ticketing, revenue from advertising, and removal of shelters from bus stops due to the increase of homeless using shelters during the winter. The police don't want to remove them anymore because they are short of staff, and StarTran feels like the shelters are not for homeless. So it's still going on. At the end of August, I attended a Performance Management National Conference held in Vermont. The main message was theory without data is just words. presentation of strategies how to implement change and the importance of using data to support our services were discussed. On September 13th, I was a keynote speaker for the annual International Association of Industries, Accidents, Boards and Commissions. This group of professionals are experts on workers' compensation and wanted to learn about employees' going back to work after injuries. I addressed the importance of believing in the capability of people with disabilities before trying to work with them. On September 27 through the 29, I attended the National Conference of Blind Merchants, BLAST, held in Atlantic City. I also gave a national NCSAB report on the area of Randolph Shepherd. The issue for priority on military priority was a highlight. The military wants to use their policy guidance, but they are not able to cite the law when denying priority to blind vendors. On October 5th, I attended the Nebraska Boards and Commissions along with Kat Carroll and Tammy Dan. The focus of the meeting was the budget process. One of the things they mentioned was that the reserve budget is around $800 million and last year was around $400 million. They are also working on having auditors looking at different state agencies to examine different contracts with consultants, and they will start with DHHS. On October 12th, I attended the WIOA Partners Meeting. This meeting was mainly a networking meeting where each of us gave an update on what our agencies are doing. The Department of Education received a large grant and they are able to provide funds to 11 organizations for mentoring. This is for reading. Another entity, the Lincoln Literacy, informed that 40% or around 40% of the job seekers in Lincoln are English learners. On October 25th, I attended the Enrichment Foundation Partner Agency reception in Omaha. They give us a grant of $15,000 to IEL services in the Omaha area. Our media campaign has been a success so far, and we noticed that around 40% of new referrals compared to last year. We decided to stop this because we don't have enough staff to keep getting all those referrals. On the other hand, we don't want to deny services either, but we will launch a new campaign with different advertisement focusing seniors and youth. I was named as one of the Hispanic leaders of Nebraska Telemundo, it's a TV station, that they recognized for the Hispanic Heritage of the Year. The report aired on Telemundo Nebraska on September 26. This was due to my work serving blind individuals in Nebraska and being recognized as a national leader in the rehabilitation profession. We will start a pilot project to have supported service providers, SSPs, for deafblind Nebraskans. This will help them to become more independent and more integrated in society. One of the main disadvantages for a deaf-blind person is to be able to socialize, which builds social skills and advocacy skills. At the NCSAB conference that I attended these past 3 days, Helen Keller was there, and one of the deputy directors called me during the break, and they are very happy that Nebraska is taking this initiative, as not that many states do this. I want to emphasize that we are working in a partnership with the Friends of the Commission, as well as Linda mentioned in her report. We will also work with 3D imaging to bring accessibility to the blind on art and science. This is an exciting program that will allow blind people to touch the 3D image art, and while they're touching the 3D image, they will listen to the description of whatever they are touching at the same time. This program was developed with the input of blind consumers across the nation. In the Lincoln Building, most of the offices, walls, and hallways are being painted. New doorknobs are already being installed, and they are lever-style door handles rather than round knobs. This improves accessibility. We are also going to be changing the signs by the doors to include raised spring ladders and the new Unified English Braille. Cat Carroll completed the federal fiscal year end September 30th of this year. She's also training Tammy Dan on her duties as Deputy Director of Finance, as Kat is retiring February 29, 2024, as we announced last meeting. Kat continues to improve the internal budget projection for fiscal year 2024 that shows budgeted year-to-date expenditures. Projections on fixed expenditures for the remainder of the year, and remaining funds to be spent on client services. This is critical. As you know, we cannot tell clients that there is a limit on how much we can spend on them. So our budget is a constant moving target, so we need to be able to have a constant checking of our pulse on this. The year-end fixed assets inventory was completed by Kathy Stevens and Pam. She also worked on updating some of the fixed assets listing on E1 for technology, as many of these items get moved around. Kathy also completed staff counselors on vocational rehabilitation certification on blindness. Certification for VR on counseling for blindness. The certificates for new staff and recertification for some employees, as their applications were approved. For those who don't know, in Nebraska, we have a state law that requires for counselors to work with blind people to have a certification, and the law says that they need to get at least 600 hours of sleep checks training at the center. NCDBI requested to lease a 7-passenger van to be housed in the Lincoln office to the State Transportation Services Bureau. We were informed that TSB does not have any vans available to permanently assign to agencies. Therefore, They are making an exception for the agency to purchase this van. And this is needed because we just hired a field staff who is 6'9" tall.
Yeah.
Well, the van will also be used to transport clients for group teaching activities and clients with multiple disabilities who need extra room for extra adaptive devices. In the area of technology, Hufan continues to provide staff with day-to-day technology support. We finally are up to date on ongoing documentation on agency staff computers. For several years, we couldn't get this completed, and Hugh was able to do it very quickly. So this inventory is on software and different technologies for the agency. The agency 3D printer has been set up for opportunities for education, exploration, and learning. So we got some samples of 3D printing. I said earlier human organs, but I don't want you to get concerned. You're trafficking organs. So I'm asking you to pass those to the commission, to the commissioners, and to any members of the public. There are three organs. one kidney, a liver, and a heart, correct?
Started with the heart.
Oh, I like that.
And as you see that, I'll keep reading my report.
Here you go.
The agency has acquired also envisioning AI classes for agency demo. This will give us a chance to get more familiar with AI technology. In addition, new laptops have been ordered for staff members whose warranties have been expired. In the human resources area, I would like to again congratulate Angie Hart and Eric Buckwalter for being the recipients in the Excellence of Leadership Award for 2023. This is a Governor's Award. So thank you, Angie and Eric. Staff updates. In the Lincoln District, Pam Raymaker finished center training on August 17th and is now working on the field as the Lincoln District Supervisor. Charles Anderson finished his training on October 26th and is now working on the field as the technology field for Lincoln. This also covers Norfolk and the area of Columbus. Jeff Cheer, who right now is a dear counselor, decided to change positions to work for the Nebraska Business Enterprise MBE program. And we leave the VR position open in Lincoln. Kaylin Hachegas have been hired as a VR counselor for Carmen. However, she always had in mind eventually to move to Lincoln, and now that Jeff decided to work for MBE, Kaylin will be working as a VR counselor in Lincoln. With this new hire, the Lincoln district will still be fully staffed. In the Omaha district, we are happy to get Tim Jefferson back as a supervisor, and he started with us again on August 10th. Tammy Thomas left NCBBI on August, and Adrian decided to take a supervisory position with Health and Human Services. This leaves Omaha with two counselors short. So we are working on recruiting for these positions. In the North Platte District, we hired Grace Garson, who started center training on October 16. She will be the peer counselor for the far western part of Nebraska, the Scottsdale Bluff and Alliance area. We still have two positions open in North Platte, the peer counselor for the Kearney area and the technology specialist. The training center is now fully staffed. Well, as yesterday, we all got an email, and I informed the commissioner that the home management instructor is no longer with us, so we are going to be recruiting for that position. And there are already some plans on hiring a temporary person to cover the home management area. Jeff Allman announced that he will be retiring in 2025. He is the game travel instructor. And to have adequate time to recruit and train his replacement, we advertised and were able to hire a new person. Her name is Sarah Vrona. She started certain training also on October 16th. In addition to her 600 hours of center training in the in Lincoln, she will be working on her orientation and mobility certification with Louisiana Tech University, and will be required to take additional hours of sleep shape training, and also learning a lot of theory and background about orientation and mobility. In MBE, the Nebraska Business Enterprise, Jeff Cheer will start his new duties in December, and by then MBE will be fully staffed. In administration, we promoted Tammy Dunn to Deputy Director of Finances as Kat Carroll is retiring. Branty is helping to take some of the responsibility that Tammy is leading. And Vanessa is helping Brandy as we have this transition. Because Vanessa is not on the front desk now, we also hire a SOS team, Carolina Mejia, to help us with the front desk. We continue to consult with Mark Schultz to help us facilitate our strategic and succession planning. He met with the NCBBI succession planning the last week of August. I was in person, and twice again remotely. We are about to complete our succession planning. I already had a meeting with Aaron, who gave us a report, and we should be implementing this very soon. By the way, I will be sending you the results of the succession planning. In the training area, all field staff and one center staff attended the Social Security Work Incentive Training and held in September. This training was provided by Michael Dotto, an expert in Social Security Work Incentive for blind people. Angie continues to attend monthly OIB manager training via Zoom, and she also participated in a webinar on Charles Burness syndrome. Gracie attended a training on self-talk suicide prevention, at the Norfolk Public Library. She also completed webinars on supervising justice and both women in the path in and out of the system, and stress, trauma, and resilience. The field supervisors, Kat and I, attended the NCSAB for conference in Savannah these last 3 days. By the way, as we interact with several members of that conference, once again, we noticed the big difference of the quality service that we can provide, not only because of our philosophy, but also because of the kind of agency we have, an independent commission for the blind that is covered by, in the majority, by blind consumers. So that makes a big difference. Hugh Fang and Mickey Salzman visited the NFB International Technology Center in Baltimore to learn more about other available adaptive technologies. They also attended the American Foundation for the Blind Enabling Summit and learned various industries and companies working towards making their software and products accessible. In June, Lizzie and Eric attended the NABM Mini Blast Conference in Iowa. Field services. Let me know if you want me to summarize, because I can read a lot. But in general, our field counselors continue to be part of several local committees, local WIA boards, HJC, American Job Centers, attend IEPs, and also network with the public and private schools in Nebraska, among many others. Project Independence was held the last week of July at Calvin Crest Camp and Retreat Center. Several staff helped with the program. We used funds from the Friends of the Commission for this program. The Lincoln District staff held several group teaching for clients who participated on activities designed to put blindness skills into practice. Staff set up several work-based learning experiences and in-the-job trainings for several consumers. Field staff also participated on a number of networking events and presentations to stakeholders about our services. These entities are from different state and local governments and several private businesses and services providers. Jeff Cheer continues building relationships with the Nebraska Center for the Education and Children who are Blind and Visually Impaired, known as NCECVVI. And he also continues the partnership with Project Search. And by the way, Project Search works with the public schools and the Embassy Suites Hotel. Amy Purish has been asked by Dan Fry, Director of Employment and Professional Development Program from the NFB Chernagan Institute, to be part of a team to create a training program for VR counselors nationwide. Angie has been collaborating with Ask Capacitors to implement accessible technology for a client who works there. Fritz continues to do outreach in different nursing homes. Tim Jefferson participated on a diversity panel with the Nebraska VR and Nebraska Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, presenting or doing a presentation for graduating students at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Tim and Mickey Salzman started a program to provide periodic accessible technology training to the Heartland Workforce System staff in Omaha. Client statistics. I decided to add a couple of statistics here. 100% of our eligibility determination were within 60 days, which is the deadline we have. And also 100% of our individualized plans for employment, IEPs, were in 90 days, I'm sorry, IPE. And again, this meets the deadline criteria that many states are not able to meet. Number of clients in all statuses served in the last quarter. For older individuals who are blind, 680. Independent living, 155 were 110. VR clients were 477. That gives us a total of 1,267 that we serve. And I think last year was around 900 and so. This is around 30% increase. I want to congratulate field staff for doing a lot of work on this under the leadership of Aaron. It's not easy to get more clients, provide quality services, be short of staff, training new staff. And you know this so far, some of the comments from clients who talk here. So it's a big challenge, but it's very rewarding. We had clients obtain jobs as assembler, automatic service technician, business operation specialist, child care worker, community and social services specialist, food prep and serving worker, computer occupations, nutritionist, education administrator, elementary school teacher, fitness trainer, healthcare support worker, heating and air conditioning mechanic, construction trade, janitor, housekeeping, mail clerk, massage therapist, mental health counselor, filling machine operator, Randolph Shepherd, vendors, receptionist, rehabilitation counselor, retail salesperson, and stock clerk. At the training center, the center had 9 participants in training. 5 are VR consumers, 1 is a VR consumer from another state, and 3 staff trainees, and we are going to get another one very soon. We had 8 tours for consumers, 4 3-day stays. Out of those 4 consumers, 3 decided to attend the training center. By now they should be there. So we already have more than 5 students. Staff trainees received an overview of the client assistant program and training on non-visual skills for diabetes management. In July, center staff worked with 11 orientation and mobility students from UNL on structural discovery and game travel. Activities has included a trip to the farmers market and a trip to the Lincoln Children's Zoo for a sensory safari, which allowed the opportunity to interact with life and staff animals and other displays. Students and staff trainees in Creo and also had the opportunity to carve pumpkin, and there will be roasting pumpkin seeds in the future home management class. If you like roasted seeds, you're welcome. They are healthy. Some changes will be made to the center policy and procedures to reflect expectations for independent living and prepare students for future employment. This includes no longer requesting center students to inform the center supervisor when they have a daytime visitor during the weekend or when they have to leave the apartment overnight or for the weekend. We have also created a separate phone number for students to call in the event or after hours maintenance or other type of emergencies. Fire Inspector Chris Crocker visited the center and stated that the main entrance meets the accessible egress, I think it's pronounced, requirement for an existing building according to National Fire Protection Association Life Safety Code. The fire doors at the end of the center hallway will provide adequate protection until an individual will be evacuated to the north parking lot building. The building also tested the fire alarm this last quarter and everything is working just fine. Finally, the center AED has a 5-year battery and 2 sets of adhesives pads that are good for 2 years. They were in shortage because of the pandemic, but many industries were, so that's why it was hard to get them a while ago. We will be doing some remodeling at the center. The tile on the hallway and at the home management classrooms will be replaced by vinyl flooring. And that's it on the center. Now the Nebraska